It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Thursday, March 3rd, 2022. On today's ship schedule, we have 7 inbounders, we have 7 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea, as I like to say, and we have 5 ships in Astoria's anchorage off the downtown waterfront. In our marine weather forecast, we have northwest winds, 15 knots gusting to 20. And today we're going to be talking about a really significant and unusual move by the top 3 and even more container shipping lines that handle all of our 90% of everything. They have halted shipments to Russia, so we'll talk about that in just a moment. But first, a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. First inbound today was the Fairfield Eagle. Arriving from Mexico, headed for Astoria's anchorage, she will ultimately go upriver to Portland to pick up potash, probably in Astoria's anchorage by 8:30 this morning. The Beatrice is a bulk carrier arriving from Japan, also headed for Astoria's anchorage. She'll be picking up wheat upriver eventually. She'll be in the anchorage by about 9:30 a.m. And our next ship is also headed for the Astoria anchorage, the Kui Ping Feng. Arriving from South Korea, headed for the Astoria anchorage, picking up wheat upriver eventually. She will be in Astoria's anchorage by about 1:30 this afternoon. Next is the Alia, arriving from Brazil, headed for the Longview anchorage. I think she'll be picking up logs there. She'll pass Astoria around 3:30 p.m. and be in Longview by 7 p.m. The Lioness P is arriving from San Francisco, headed for Vancouver, Washington. She's a petroleum tanker, so refined petroleum there. Passing Astoria around 5:30 p.m. in Vancouver by about 11:30. And the UBC Tarragona, arriving from Port Angeles, headed to Portland. I think she may be a bulk carrier, or actually what's called a general cargo ship, but she's carrying containers because she's headed to a berth at the Port of Portland that is pretty container-focused. And we know from the global supply chain problems that containers are being shipped not just on container ships, but on bulk carriers as well to get around the restrictions and the backups that sometimes happen at berths that just handle containers. So she could be one of those ships. She'll pass Astoria around 7:30 p.m. and be in Portland by about 1:30 a.m. on Friday. And the Malaiacos is arriving from South Korea, headed for Portland. She's another container ship. She's headed for the Port of Portland, passing Astoria about 11:30 p.m. She'll be in the Port of Portland by about 5:30 tomorrow morning. In our Astoria anchorages, we have the Mia LR, headed to Vancouver to pick up wheat. Leaving around 11:30 a.m., she'll be in Vancouver by about 5:30 p.m. The Nikolaus XL, headed to Kalama from the anchorage to pick up wheat. Leaving around 1 p.m., you might see her in Kalama by 6 p.m. And awaiting orders in our Astoria anchorage is the SM Gosion, the Poublinge. I like saying it that way because it sounds French. It could be Poublinga as well. I couldn't quite figure that out the other day, but Poublinge sounds so continental. And the Ocean Innovation, they're all awaiting orders in the Astoria anchorage. Well, earlier this week, I talked with you about how shipping is being affected by the closure of ports in Russia and Ukraine after Russia attacked that country. I was primarily talking about goods that were being exported from those countries elsewhere in the world and how that might affect us here in the U.S. Since then, the situation has evolved, and today we'll talk about news this week from container shipping lines. And you know, we've talked many times about how that represents that 90% of everything that we all need and expect to have on the shelves. So this story is from March 1st. It's from Reuters News. The world's 3 biggest container lines on Tuesday, that's Tuesday of this week, temporarily suspended cargo shipments to and from Russia in response to Western sanctions on Moscow following its invasion of Ukraine in a further blow to trade with the country. Russia's assault on its neighbor is the biggest state-to-state invasion in Europe since World War II. So let's talk about those container lines. Swiss-headquartered MSC, that's the world's biggest container shipping company by capacity, said in a customer advisory that as of March 1st, it had put in place a temporary stoppage on all cargo bookings to and from Russia, covering all access areas including the Baltics, Black Sea, and Far East Russia. So that is a significant halt to their 90% of everything in that part of the world, since the entire world relies on container ships to bring people key goods for their economies in different countries. So this is a significant move. MSC will continue to accept and screen bookings for delivery of essential goods like food, medical equipment, and humanitarian goods. Now, a note here about MSC, we see them here on the Columbia. They send container ships to Portland about once a week. Next is Denmark's Maersk Shipping. You've heard me talk about them quite often. Said separately, it would temporarily halt all container shipping to and from Russia, also adding that the suspension covering all Russian ports would not include food, medical, and humanitarian supplies. They are the second biggest carrier after MSC. Then there's CMA CGM line based in France, the world's third largest container line, on Tuesday announced it had suspended all bookings to and from Russia until further notice, citing safety concerns. The moves follow similar decisions already taken by Ocean Network Express and Germany's Hapag-Lloyd. You may have heard those, me talk about those names before, their shipping lines, effectively cutting Russia off from the world's leading container shipping companies, adding to freight challenges ahead. And so, as I said, this is the 90% of everything network that we all rely on globally. That is a serious step to take that will have a big effect. For the past year, the world has been struggling with supply chain bottlenecks caused by surging demand for retail goods transported on container ships and lockdowns related to the coronavirus pandemic. So I've talked about that quite a bit. You know a lot about that, I'm sure. And that is still going on. I mean, we are still getting a little bit of overflow traffic in a sense, here in Portland as a result of that backlog of, and bottleneck of shipping. That is still going on. And so this is sort of in addition to that. So as that continues, this will also be a part of that as well. It's a big deal for those three big companies to take that step, and in addition to others. MSC said it would contact customers directly regarding any Russia-related cargo already in transit. The company is keeping track of evolving sanctions. In a coordinated response, the United States, European countries, and others have made the unusual move of targeting Russia's central bank with financial sanctions and putting limits on cross-border transactions by the country's largest lenders. You probably heard about that in other stories. Maersk Shipping owns 31% of Russian port operator Global Ports. They run 6 terminals in Russia and 2 in Finland. Maersk operates container shipping routes to St. Petersburg and Kaliningrad in the Baltic Sea, Novorossiysk in the Black Sea, and to Vladivostok and Vostochny on Russia's east coast. The Copenhagen-based company, that's Maersk, has around 500 employees in Russia, and last week it temporarily halted all port calls to Ukraine, where it has some 60 employees in Odessa. And Odessa is a port on the Black Sea. So some big impacts in terms of goods manufactured elsewhere that would under normal circumstances be coming into Russia on container ships. Those big avenues of commerce have just been halted by those companies. So a significant move to affect the Russian economy. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening and have a great day.